The Heidi and Frank Show. Yay! On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Texts were coming in telling me it was La Conchita was that little town north of Ventura that had that mudslide that took out some homes. And you know, I think it was in the middle of the night and people in their beds just buried. But yeah, natural disasters and people are like, earthquakes aren't scary. They just kind of happen.
What? Not scary.
I know. I guess it's where you're from now, where you're listening from. It's like, yeah, tornadoes, man. Like Team Tornado, hurricanes. Let's be in the Hurricanes. I think Miami's playing. The college football season started.
Hey. What a segue.
Yeah, 2025 college football season kicks into full swing this weekend. Three games between top 10 teams. So they're starting out. I mean, the very first game, it's number one versus number three.
That's awesome.
And that's going to happen tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Tuning in to see the defending national champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, are going to face the number one Texas Longhorns. The first game showcases one of the season's top storylines, the full-time debut of Arch Manning.
Oh.
Cooper's boy.
Yeah.
His uncles are, you know, Eli and Peyton. Cooper, I guess, was more athletically skilled than Eli and Peyton put together. But then he had, like, an illness or something come on, so he couldn't play. He had to stop playing football, but he was
God. You know.
But this is Cooper's kid, Arch, named after Archie Manning, who's the grandpa. Yeah.
So he's probably got some skills.
So yeah, he's on the number one Texas Longhorns, and he's going to be the quarterback full-time debut.
That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
So that's,
maybe that'll get you into college football. Right?
Maybe it'll get you into it.
Maybe it might. I like a legacy.
There
like
you
that.
Go. You like Manning family. What's not to like?
Although I can't root for Texas. My wife's from Oklahoma. I mean, I can't.
Wow. That's going to be an odd time tomorrow when you're turning on the TV.
I got to be careful even doing this around here because that looks like horns up, and that you're Oklahoma Sooner. I mean, that's divorce. I can't be that. No, I have to hate Texas.
That's why you had to put two in one and one in the other because you can't put one in one and one in the other because it looks too much like you're a Longhorn.
That's right.
Like, what are you doing down there,
baby? It's just a sexual Longhorn. Don't worry about it. It's different. Yeah.
Also, the 2025 U.S. Open Tennis Championship continues. I was watching a little bit of that last night, getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I watched, it's watching tennis. I guess at the tennis tournament, you know, the Kentucky Derby has the mint julep as their big drink.
Yeah.
The U.S. Open has its drink, too. Have you heard? You
no,
know what it is?
What's
called,
this?
It's called the Honey Deuce.
Oh.
And the tennis crowd, they are some drankers. The Honey Deuce recipe, it calls for vodka, lemonade, and raspberry liqueur poured over ice. And then they have three honeydew melon balls. So they look like tennis balls.
Oh!
It's a green melon.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're called Honey Deuces.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
They're selling them for $23 a pop.
Ooh,
they do sound great, though.
That doesn't sound great.
No.
But here's the thing. How much these people are drinkers. You wouldn't think the tennis crowd, big drinkers. But one drink is sold every 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, I've been to those.
The tournament?
Wow. I went to the one big tournament out here, I'll tell you. Here's why you drink so much, and that's a nice cold beverage. Number one, these tournaments are all day. I mean, it's like from early in the morning until the sun goes down. So it's a long day. And out here, it's a hot day. So you're like, yeah, I'm going to have another one of those. I'm real thirsty. I'm going to have another one
you're
of those.
You're going to be hammered. It's vodka, lemonade, and raspberry liqueur. Last year, 556,782 Honey Deuces were sold at the U.S. Open. Making $12.8 million on the drink alone.
Wow.
And the U.S. Open is not being played someplace hot. Oh. Isn't it in New York?
I mean, maybe it's
hot right now. It's been hot everywhere.
Yeah.
But both those numbers are expected to increase this year. That was last year's numbers. And if you look at the order, just what how many honeydews they ordered. They ordered 7,700 cases of King of the West honeydew melons.
The tennis crowd, man. Who knew?
From which they will get 2.3 million balls formed. Now, here's what sucks. I mean, there is no industrial melon baller. You got to do that yourself.
That's all
so that 2.3 million balls, how many people got working on this?
Oh, yeah, that little melon baller thing. But, yeah, that seems like it would take a long time.
That's up from 1.9 million melon balls last year. It's a lot of melon balls.
I want one, though. I'm not a vodka drinker at all, but I would try it.
Can't wait to taste it. The Honey Deuce. Vodka, lemonade, raspberry liqueur.
Let's make that our Labor Day. At least try it so we can come back on Tuesday and see what we thought of it.
Yeah.
My wife's a vodka drinker, so I'll make her one of those.
I probably have to go buy some raspberry liqueur. Who's got that lying around?
I got mango, but I don't have raspberry.
You got mango liqueur? For what?
I make a mango jalapeno margarita for my wife. That's her drink. She likes that. So do a little mango liqueur.
I guess you got to stay drunk.
Frank, you know better than anybody.
You learned it from your father.
You know.
If you want to stay in a marriage that long, you got to stay drunk. Did you guys happen to buy a Powerball ticket?
No.
$850
million? I did.
Well, you're losers because nobody won.
Yeah, all right.
So now the jackpot for Saturday's drawing, which is tomorrow, is up to $950 million. So is it worth it now to buy a ticket?
Yeah, I might buy one.
You might?
Yeah.
Okay!
And if you're heading to Vegas over the holiday weekend, yesterday The Wizard of Oz debuted at the Las Vegas Sphere. It's an AI-powered immersive 4D experience. Includes some changes to the classic film, of course, but like a re-recording of the original score, multi-sensory elements, and expanded visuals to fill up the screen.
Speaking of tornadoes.
But I'm pretty sure the house still falls on the Wicked Witch of the East, because in Vegas, the house always wins.
Hey, Frank Kramer.
All I do is win.
He's the house.
Oh, man. Speaking of natural disasters, we mentioned blizzards earlier, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in North Carolina, and he's been charged after drugging the Dairy Queen blizzards given to his two grandchildren.
Drugging,
this can't be good. Why was he drugging them?
Probably get him sleep.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think a big, large thing of ice cream, it's a cream, and that'll probably put me out.
Who's even going to find that out? Unless he dosed that blizzard too much and he's just like, they're not waking up!
Yeah, that must be what happened.
He held them upside down, and they weren't waking up.
Grandpa gave us
they were still there.
Yeah, Grandpa gave us a... ice cream, and then we went to sleep.
Right away.
Grandpa did what now?
What was that? I think it was on television news. I saw there was a teacher at a daycare or something that was giving kids sleepy stickers. And sleepy. I guess it's a sticker that they put on their skin, and then
like a patch.
But there's a sleep aid inside the patch, and they would absorb it to the kid's skin. It's like nap time.
Oh, my God. I mean, I would take one of those to go lay down.
I mean, kids are annoying. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But you just can't do that.
You can't go dosing them up.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Without permission.
Never know what else they're on, and then there's an interaction with the whatever medication they're on.
Didn't really think that through, did he?
Yeah, that's a short-sighted
like this woman. And I don't know who does this, but there's always a story about this. There's someone doing dental work out of their house, and a woman in Florida has been accused of super gluing fake veneers without a dental license.
It seems like every year there's some. I guess people are that desperate because dental work is expensive.
People are that vain. I mean, yeah, it's
expensive. I think if you're vain, you're not going to some chick's house for dental work.
I mean, yes. Like, you will go get someone's mom to super glue veneers into your face because you don't want to look like an idiot.
I feel like somebody's mom super gluing veneers onto my face would make me look like an idiot. What do you guys think? She did a pretty good job. This one's a little loose, but it's okay.
So if she had a dental license, she could super glue veneers into people? That's how they do. I didn't think they super glued them in.
I don't think that's how they do it either.
I thought they screwed them on or something. I don't know.
No, not veneers. They are glued on.
Oh, they are?
Or like cement, like dental cement.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. that real smelly stuff. But I guess super glue would work.
She didn't think that through. Oh, and a very bold and very stupid customer tried to pull a bikini barista through a drive-thru window. He was charged with first-degree attempted kidnapping.
What the hell?
This is one of those little, like, there's a coffee shop called Ladybug, and that's what it is, bikini baristas. And you drive through, and they're back there in bikinis making you tall, venti or whatever. Americana with ice.
Yeah, in Oregon, there's like little stands, like they're little wooden shacks.
Bikini baristas?
And it's called Country Coffee. And
how's the country spelled?
It's spelled like country. Oh. But it's the same. Like, they have the hot, like, country cowgirls. Like, you know, what can I, and all the.
Every time you've been up to Oregon and it's Observation Monday and you haven't brought up country cowgirl coffee.
Yeah.
Take a picture. I want to see those pictures next time when you head up there. Your observations. I want to see that.
Get a shirt.
I want to observe that.
Okay, I will
and
take a
are they,
picture.
Are they like really, really hot cowgirls?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, the coffee's not that good. That's
Who
why I don't
gives
really
a
go
damn?
In. I know, but that's why we don't go through.
I don't think cowboy coffee's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be like, you can chew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cowboy coffee. It's just grounds in a cup. Yeah.
And they do have like one of their drinks on
the
menu.
Saliva makes coffee in your mouth.
I don't know that it's got alcohol in it, but one of the coffees is like bourbon. It's like, can I get a medium bourbon something latte or something like that? Because that's what my sister-in-law always gets. But I don't think there's alcohol in it. I think it must just be a bourbon.
Well, that's false advertising.
Flavor. I know.
Bourbon.
Yeah. I'll try to sneak a pic while I'm up there.
So this guy.
I guess that would be weird. Can I get a picture
of you? It's
hard
because it's so little. It's like a little shack. It's like a little.
Yeah, this guy
almost looks like an outhouse.
Just grabbed her arm and tried to pull her through the drive-thru window. Was going to pull her in the car.
God, that's scary.
You think that's a regular situation? Like he's been crushing on her and he's been fixing on her, or is that like some guy pulled up and he was just surprised at how hot she was?
God,
like,
look at
that.
You! Yeah. I'll take a coffee and you to go. Hey, ugh.
Looks like you're the right amount of sugar.
Close.
Pull through the window. I'd like two lumps.
I blow on you a little bit before
I bring
you to my lips.
Yeah. You got room for cream? Get in here.
Oh, God. Oh, that's what he said. You know it.
I know he said that.
Oh, that's what he said.
Oh, my God.
I hope you like cream in that coffee. Gross. Just grossed myself out. Hate when that happened.
Hey, can you blow on that for me? That would be hot, though. Let's charge extra for blowing on it.
I stirred it with my finger.
There you go.
Enjoy. Love your bikini barista.
Do we have those around here?
I don't think so.
Bikini baristas?
Yeah, you figure we're Southern California. We don't have any bikini baristas?
This
is like, where was this?
Frank, time for you to open another side hustle.
This is in Washington or Oregon. I remember there might have been one in Montana when I was there. But it's like,
oh, it does seem like here in California we should have
there
that.
Should be.
Near
if there's not. Okay.
There's a top 10 in Burbank alone. Okay, top 10 bikini barista bars.
In Burbank?
In Burbank.
My God.
What? We've got to get out more.
Got to get up. Look up from our phones every now and then. Yeah, South Korea has banned phones in classrooms nationwide. Probably a good thing.
Yeah. True.
South Korea is doing it. We'll probably start doing it. We already got K-pop demon hunters. Everybody's on board. because this is the last... I mean, weekend of summer, official weekend. Usually it's start barbecuing as well. Go out there on the grill and put on some steaks. Do you know when the last wild cow died?
Wild cow?
Yeah, there used to be wild cows. I mean, cows had to be wild at some point. We had to domesticate them. So there used to be wild cows. Like there was buffalo and there's still wild horses and mustangs. Yeah. It's like wild cows. Why don't we still have them?
Like, they belong to no one. They can just roam wherever.
Yeah, I mean, when a pig gets out, I mean, they're not, then they become those. I mean, they start getting they start growing the hair and the tusk, and they just become
boars.
Like, they but there's wild pigs and a wild cow. Huh. Crazy, huh? And the last wild cow died in 1627 in Poland.
Oh, I would have said something like maybe like in the 1800s or something.
been a long time. Not one cow ever escaped and just lived out, you know.
When I'm out of here, man, I'm out. I'm taking my ear tag off, and I'm done. I'm done with this. Done.
They just together just went through the fence, but I guess there's always somebody out there wrangling them up, damn cowboys.
Right. Yeah.
We almost got away, too, but these damn cowboys found us again.
Horses, those are a couple snitches.
We can't help but follow a horse's ass.
Yeah.
Horse's ass. I love looking at horses' asses. Dumbass cows.
That's why. That is why.
It's freaking stupid. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is kind of cool in the science world. Do you have outdoor lighting?
Yes.
Is it like up lights for the trees and
up lights for the trees, lights on the outside of the little shade areas, pergolas and stuff, yeah.
Do you have it like lining the driveway or the walkway leading to the front door or house?
Front door, walkway, not driveway.
And the accent lights just shining up on the house itself?
Yes.
Wow, look at you fancy lights. What do you got there? Mijotito.
You know, it's got one of those like covers in my backyard. So my backyard doesn't have a patio, so we had to buy one of those like, what are they called? Like tarps, I guess.
Yes.
Anyways, we have them lined up around that. So like
so
outdoor lights.
You look like a pop-up taco taco cart.
Totally. With with no tacos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's highly disappointing.
Ironic, right?
Yeah.
You got lights?
Not really. I mean, I think there's like a security.
Patio lights?
I don't have a
motion sensor light.
Balcony lights?
I don't have a balcony.
He's a first floor guy.
I mean, there's a front, you know, little, I guess.
Stoop?
A walk. Yeah, my stoop.
Stoop guy?
I'm a stoop guy. I just sit out there and smoke my smokes. But there's a front porch light that I never turn on because I don't want people looking at me.
Oh, yeah.
You're just that creep standing in the dark.
Hell yeah.
Smoking cigs.
No, I gargle all over
all they
people.
See is the glow of the cherry, right. And then it goes out.
And
the glow of the cherry. That's his only yard light.
The trick is to not move the body, but move the eyes to make sure that they know your eyes are following them.
Ooh, creepy.
Just stand there stoically.
Because this is cool. Scientists create glow-in-the-dark succulents.
Oh.
All right.
Yes, please.
I guess they injected phosphorescent particles into the leaves, and they suggest that they could one day provide ambient nighttime lighting. So when you look at people's houses, everyone's house would be lit up like it's Avatar.
That's pretty cool.
I kind of love that. Yeah. I mean, they do like glow-in-the-dark spray paint. So I've done a couple of our pots that we put our plants in. You can paint your pots and it's glow in the dark paint, so that's kind of cool.
But was that a good idea or a bad idea?
Like,
once you did it, really, like, oh, that's dumb.
I like it. I think it's cool looking.
Does it glow like green, like the typical glow in the dark glow, or is it glow like in other colors? Like, that's cool. That's
orange. Did like mine is like a almost like a pale blue glow.
Pale blue.
It ends up looking like a pale, kind of a pale blue.
But then you can't see the plant inside, so it just looks like a pot.
No, the plant's coming out at the top.
But it's nighttime, so dark mask.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it just looks like a pot. Yeah, at night.
Just a pot with something dark and dead in it.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, during the day, it's alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks dead because the pot's glowing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. And that was science.
Science.
Science!
There you go.
So much other stuff to get to, like this new sex trend. I guess I can get to that on Monday.
Sex trend,
well,
Tuesday.
Maybe Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes. See you next Tuesday.
For sex trend.
For sex trend. Come on back.
That worked out perfectly.
It's 10 a.m. in about a little over an hour. It's going to be kicking off the KLOS Yacht Rock Labor Day weekend. Okay, so I got my HF 95.5 Yacht Rock shirt on. This was for our April Fool's Day.
That's
prank.
Right.
It's changing the format for a day. And management said you guys loved it so much, you wanted to have a whole weekend of it. So starting at 10 a.m. today, all the way through Saturday, all the way through Sunday, all the way through Monday, you're sailing away summer for the Yacht Rock weekend. So,
and that's whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it,
it's
or
happening.
Not.
It's not far to never bend.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna happen. 10 o'clock.
If the wind is right, you can find the joy. Playing
I don't know what this next guy plays. Is he a yacht rock sounding type of guy? Soft rock? Or is he country? Is he a classic rock? Is he...
What's his name? We'll be able
jazz.
To
jazz. I have no idea because we never listened to the music before we play it on Stay or Go. His name's Frank Marsilio.
Not country. I don't think so. Frank Marsilio?
Frank Marsilio?
No.
From San Fernando Valley. Local guy. We're going to decide if he has what it takes to be in the music business or if he has to throw his instruments into the ocean this weekend. That is next. Roddy and Frank. Fantasy.
People might say tornadoes are scarier because they're loud, unpredictable, and they last longer. Also, maybe more people have seen tornadoes than earthquakes. Aki Kiriyami with the Brief Traffic Update.